At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
And what's up, everyone? I am Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
I'm Ray. I'm the alpha male. I do have an entourage when I go out to the bar, and I'm not getting a Cosmo or a margarita when I'm drinking. I get a beer, and I shotgun it at the bar. And I'm also the only guy on the show that all... locks it up.
All right, let's play the game everybody loves except for you two. It's called Would You Rather.
Game on.
Would you rather lick and seal 1,000 envelopes or fold 1,000 pieces of laundry?
Oh, that's easy. I didn't even think about the envelopes. I hate folding laundry. Like, literally in my house, we have this thing called Mount Cotton, and that's where all of the laundry goes that's unfolded. And I mean, sometimes it starts on the couch, and then my wife's like, hey, people are coming over, quick, get Mount Cotton, throw it in the closet. So I grab all the clothes and throw it in the closet because we both refuse to fold laundry or even hang up shirts. I hate it. Dude, really, licking all those envelopes sounds like terrible, but I would rather do that.
Yeah, I'm fine with doing the laundry. I like the panties, the bras. They're very easy to fold. It's not a very complex task. My own
panties, the bras?
Yeah.
The hell kind of laundry do you have?
This is your laundry?
And then me, my jeans, the shirts. I got a three-step process with the shirts. I can do a shirt in under 5 seconds. At the household right now, my job is folding laundry. I love to fold laundry.
You do your girl's laundry?
Yeah.
That's why he folds bras and panties.
What in the world?
Yeah.
That is shocking to me.
I've done that before. That's not my job. My job is the dishes.
I don't touch my wife's laundry. Like, I do my laundry. She does her laundry. Like, if I am picking it out of the dirty clothes, I separate and I get her laundry away.
That's a dick move.
What do you mean?
Because you're doing laundry. Might as well just do hers. Why are you not?
You know why? Because if I mess it up, I'm not going to answer for it. I don't want to ruin something that she loves, one of her garments, and have her get upset.
Mess it up by folding it?
Doing it.
Oh, you're talking about just doing the laundry.
So it's totally separate.
I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because dresses, you have to wash them differently.
That's what I'm saying.
Blouses.
They're different rules.
Okay, I get that.
And so I am terrible about, you say you have Mount Cotton. I will wash my laundry, no problem, but I am terrible about putting it away. So I am licking 1,000 envelopes and sealing them to send them off in the mail because laundry is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I agree, man. Laundry is just terrible. I can't stand it.
Easiest thing ever, man, to fold. G-string.
No. G-string. Do you guys hang or fold jeans?
Both. I have whatever. One day I hang them, the next day I just throw them in a drawer. Okay. So it varies.
Okay. Are you guys very particular with your drawers? Like, do you have an underwear drawer, a t-shirt drawer?
Well, I don't have a chest of drawers. I have, like, little baskets. Like, little cubby holes.
Oh, that slide out?
They're like little cubby holes. Like, it's like,
Okay. And then you just stack the clothes.
So, like, when we were in elementary school and you put your school supplies in cubby holes?
Cubbies.
He puts his clothes in them.
No.
It's got his name on top.
But I went and bought little baskets from Target that fit in the cubbies. And so one's underwear.
Okay, 2019.
Hey,
one is
Target?
Yeah, one is shorts. One is pajama pants. One is socks.
And crayons. Okay, that's another one. Socks. Do you fold the socks or you just throw them all in there?
Fold.
And you tube them up, like you kind of roll them up like into a ball?
Absolutely, because I don't want to.
That might be why my laundry's easier. We never do the socks.
Because when I do it, when I go to get socks, I don't want to have to sit there and dig through and find them. If you're wearing jeans, you don't need matching socks.
Correct.
But if you're wearing shorts, you need matching socks. And I hate digging through there looking for matching socks.
Holy I hear you on that crap. One, but you realize stuff we did as kids, and now we start to know that it wasn't really necessary. You don't have to fold the socks. You don't always.
You got to keep them together, though.
Nah.
When we were kids, we just had a sock basket.
My parents
Mom,
always.
Mom, where's the sock basket?
I would be fine with that. Me and I was an adult. I'm fine with looking for socks. I'm not going to sit there for 10 minutes and fold all the socks. I'll do that during the week. I'll try and find some socks here or there. It's stuff you can cut corners. You never have to put the socks together. You have socks. For the most part, they look a lot alike. Or a lot of guys just have tons of black socks. I think all I have is black socks.
We have
white.
We have sock baskets. Like, mine are separate. All my socks that are rolled up in the little tube or whatever, like two socks rolled up, they go in one basket. My wife has one, and the kids have their own. But there's also another basket for the unmatched socks. How in the hell are there more socks in the unmatched socks basket than everybody's basket together?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I lose. That's the hard part. Is you go to do laundry and you picked up everything and you're like, how did I end up with only one sock in there?
Where did they go?
Where'd the second sock go?
That's a great question. I mean, the lint drawer?
It just gets sucked up in there. The only thing that I...
Under the washer a lot when you're pulling it out, stuff falls
behind
under.
Behind the washer.
Yeah. The cat's playing with stuff. Animals can drag the socks places. They're usually the easiest thing for an animal
to
pick up.
I had a ferret growing up.
There you go. Ferret burrowed in it.
And that chick, she stole so many socks, and we found them all one day under the mattress. Underneath the bed, I think my brother's bed, was like that mesh, you know, that kind of just... It's like the bottom of the box spring.
Got it.
She made a hole in it and took every sock that she found. And, dude, it was like, I would say maybe 150 socks in there. And that was her bed.
Wow.
And that whenever we're like, where's Stimpy? Like, where does she hang out? She's under the bed. Dude, we found 150 socks down there.
The fact that you had a ferret is disgusting.
Awesome. Awesome animals. One of my favorite animals I've ever
had
as a pet.
Aren't they smelly?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
But just my room smelled, not the house. The house didn't smell.
Well, but why would you want to live in a stinky ass room?
You get used to it. It just smells like a cat, like a cat would. Cats have a certain smell.
Yeah,
your dogs have a certain smell.
Yeah, but not dirty, gross like that. I feel like a ferret smells like urine. That's what I picture.
Oh,
like
man.
A gerbil cage. Oh, disgusting. My sister had gerbils and they smelled bad.
She peed and pooped in a litter box. Like, she was as clean as a cat. Like, she wouldn't poop anywhere. She was potty trained. She was clean. It's just her natural smell smelled like a wild animal.
See, when you go to a pet store, you can pick out the stuff that animals you don't really want. Okay, that one kind of smells. Oh, that fish, it really doesn't do anything. That's kind of a boring pet. Oh, the dog. Look at that dog playing around. Oh, look at the cat. He looks fun. You could pick out the cool animals. You went into a pet store and picked out a ferret?
Dude, ferret is what I wanted for Christmas, and I got it.
Why? What attracted you to the ferret?
It was just cool. You can hold it on your shoulder and walk around, go to the mall, whatever, and you had a ferret on your shoulder.
Stop you could take it in public?
Oh, you did not take.
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
You are one of those weirdos.
Find people that I went to high school with, and they'll be like, yeah, Eddie would walk around with his ferret and just like have it on his shoulder. Yes, I had my ferret.
You are such a loser.
Dude, the best thing, one time, we all went on a family vacation for the weekend. We all got to town, and we left the ferret there for the weekend. Enough food, whatever.
You're like one of those white trash people that walks down the street with their bird on their shoulder and their ferret. Or you're out there at the bars, and someone's walking down 6th Street with a snake around their neck.
Yeah.
Like, you're that white trash.
But I had the ferret.
But you're Mexican. So, but you are that is white trash.
So listen, we go out of town, right? And we're like, whatever. We come back on a Sunday night. And my dad opens the door, and the house is, like, completely trashed. And we're like, oh, my gosh. My dad's like, get back. There could be somebody still in here. Like, for sure, somebody broke in the house. We got burglarized. Dude, there are plants tipped over. There's toilet paper strung all across the house. I mean, pictures are knocked over. There's soil from the plants. Like, it's just like somebody has been in this house. And, dude, we searched the house for, like, 10, 15 minutes. And out of nowhere, Stimpy rolls around the corner. Her face is black with soil. She's got a piece of toilet paper hanging from one of her nails. Like, look at her like, oh, crap. And she sees it and runs back into her cage. She had the time of her life that weekend. Like, it was amazing. And
you guys thought that Stimpy was going to behave itself?
Yeah, you thought Stimpy could take care of itself by itself?
Stimpy was in the cage. She found out how to unlock it with her teeth.
Okay.
And she, like, just rattled her teeth until the cage opened up. She's like, let's
party.
Did your
dad kill Stimpy?
Huh?
Did your dad kill Stimpy?
No, we all laughed about it. Like, even like Christmas time, we'll be like, remember that time Stimpy had a party the whole weekend?
That's cool that you guys can laugh about it.
Yeah, that's cool, because that's how we play.
Would you rather? Game on!
Guys, we are gathered here today. It's hard sometimes, you know, to see this happen.
Well, it was just so short.
You get so attached to something, and it goes away, and it's like you're never ready. Like there's never enough time. There's never enough time.
The music
okay.
bed's only 30 seconds.
It's okay. Start again. It's okay. Look.
Guys,
it didn't even get to experience anything.
We don't even have a champion yet. We're already saying we're gonna go bye-bye.
They just got Johnny Football.
The AAF is gonna fall.
It's gone.
They didn't listen to any of our rule suggestions.
They didn't listen to our alligator.
And this is what
we tried last second.
This is what's gonna happen. They don't have enough money.
You sound like Miss Piggy.
You really do.
You sound like Miss Piggy.
But I'm like heartbroken, man. Like,
are you?
Tom Dundon, the majority owner, comes out and says, listen, this league could be one and done. If the NFL doesn't let us have their younger players to develop them like we want to, we want to be in a developmental league.
Right.
Then we're not going to survive.
So they're saying the AAF is 90% donezo?
Well, he's basically saying, this is what I got from it. I think this is his cry for help to say, like, guys, if this doesn't happen with the NFL and we are not the quote-unquote minor league of the NFL, we're not going to survive. We are pretty much on our last leg. And I think it's a ploy for everyone to just be like, oh, no, they're gonna go away?
So, like, the fan bases in Memphis and places like that, they're going
to
rally.
I don't even think the fan base is enough.
But in reality, I don't think anyone's going, they're going to go away? Like, this is going to be so sad.
This is so shocking to me that in February, this dude committed $250 million to the AAF. We are in what month, guys?
March.
And he is talking about folding the league. His $250 million investment, 1 month later, he realizes, oh my God, I may have just wasted who has $250 million to waste?
I don't think he's really saying that it's going to go under. I think he's trying to scare everyone that it's going to go away, try to make people be like, okay, well, then we got to get this thing going. Then we do have to fight harder for the NFL to make us a minor league. Like, and the fans like, no, don't go away, AAF. But the problem is, I don't think anyone really cares.
So let me ask this question. The AAF is going on this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay, I've got to sit down and watch a game.
Coach, Johnny Manziel is now in the league.
I know.
He played a little bit last weekend.
What's okay. a little bit? How much did he play?
I don't know. But they said he played.
Okay.
I didn't watch it. I don't care.
But, Coach, you're going to watch it and be like, well, no crap, this is going
but
away.
But I'm actually
like,
not going to watch it because it's March Madness weekend again.
Exactly. And we've talked about this too. Like, sports has spent, they've spent so much time trying to organize a perfect system where, like, when football's done, well, here comes, you know, the prime time for basketball. When basketball's done, oh, here comes baseball.
Well, like, today's opening day for Major League Baseball, so.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, like, perfectly timed where, like, all right, we got a little overlapping, but the schedule's there. To have football just stretch all year and just go in after the Super Bowl, it just, like, I don't know. It's just overkill, I think.
The second football leagues never worked. The XFL didn't really work, did it, or did it?
It was only there for 1 year.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's just tough. Dude, try and create another Nike. Like, they're trying
to
create.
They did. Called Under Armour. Called Adidas.
Dang it.
Called Puma.
Okay.
Called,
I they're mean, trying to replicate
before, I think.
An amazing brand.
Under Armour wasn't. No, Under Armour's Under Armour. New.
Try and create another LeBron. Like, that's hard. This is
God's working on it.
LeBron.
His name is Zion.
Yeah.
Stop.
Exactly.
Stop.
Yes, it is.
Stop.
Coach.
Stop. You just compared Zion Williamson to LeBron James.
Well, not yet.
Stop.
Stop.
He's the LeBron Ling. He's not fully grown.
He could be. You're not giving.
Stop. You are getting way out of control right now.
Give him the chance.
You are way out of control and over the line to say Zion Williamson is the next LeBron. Stop.
Okay, when LeBron's first year, you know, with the Cavs.
LeBron James was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in high school because he was the next greatest thing.
No one knew Zion in high school yet.
Exactly.
Well, it doesn't mean they know him in college. They know him as a freshman in
college.
What
do you mean? That's how good LeBron was and how much they saw in his talent.
Was Michael Jordan on the cover of magazines in high school? No.
Oh, my God.
Was he?
No.
Okay.
But the media coverage was not the same back then.
Magazines were even bigger back then. That was the media.
Not when Jordan was coming up.
Sure it was.
Oh, my God.
You don't remember your dad's taking magazines? Do you remember?
Sports Illustrated was probably the most popular in the early 90s.
You don't remember going to bathrooms like back then when you were a kid? Every bathroom had 30 magazines in it.
You
remember that?
When was Sports Illustrated? Find out when Sports Illustrated was founded, the magazine.
Oh, boy. Intern?
I mean, we don't have an intern.
Oh.
We have that one guy that hits up.
He says, find out when he's actually
1954.
1954? Michael Jordan, was he born yet?
No, I'm telling you, the publicity was not the same as it is now. There is so much more.
Yeah, there was way more for LeBron.
Yes.
I'm not even talking about Jordan, but there was way more for LeBron over Zion. I remember in high school, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to watch this guy play. His name's like LeBron. ESPN broadcast the game. I was like, I don't know, LeBron James or something like that. Dude, in that game, he's going behind the back, between his legs, dunking it. He was the most amazing basketball player you've ever seen. Zion, I don't think they broadcast any of his games on ESPN.
Right.
LeBron, they were doing it towards the end of his senior year. I think they did multiple games on TV. It was at like 4 o'clock on a weekday.
But I'm just saying, when one goes down, another must take
over.
Well,
I understand that. But so
there's going to be someone.
Yeah, his name is Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he is Greek.
Yeah, but even is he Greek?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's only called the Greek Freak.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Was I supposed to know that?
I mean, I would hope so.
I don't know the who's
or the what's or the candy.
That does
butt.
Cover you for a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
Yes. So to say that Zion, like, he doesn't even have the same skills as LeBron.
Yeah, he doesn't have the shot at all. I love his dunks. I love his twirly twirl around the rim. And he's very quick around the rim. He's a quick big guy. But do we have a use for that in the NBA? We'll find out. Because that position.
We will find out.
He is his own kind. Because there's never been somebody like him before. Never. Quick 280.
Maybe it's a different category. Maybe it's.
He's a completely different category. But he's not the Kobe, LeBron, Michael category. They're a shooter.
Is Kobe, was Kobe the next Michael Jordan?
There was Harold Miner, who was baby Jordan, and he did nothing.
No, I know.
I'm just telling
I'm
you.
I'm saying looking back.
They called him.
Harold Miner. I do remember him.
Because won the dunk competition maybe or something, and they thought he was going to be this superstar, and then he amounted to an NBA player. He wasn't anything. And then Kobe was supposed to be the next great thing, and he was supposed to pass Jordan. But their talent was so much more. I mean, Zion Williamson is good, but to call him LeBron James level, stop.
No, we're just saying he could be the next LeBron James. You're not even giving him the chance yet. You've killed him before he can fly.
No, I have not killed anything, but to say he's the next LeBron, I don't even see him on that level as LeBron.
You're putting words in our mouth. All we said was God's working on the next LeBron.
And his name is Zion.
Zion Williams.
We shouldn't have said that because that led him into a 10-minute tangent.
Those little words.
Here's what, like, LeBron doesn't even have as good a shot as Michael Jordan. No, Michael Jordan, when Michael Jordan shot a jump shot, he didn't miss. Like, with LeBron now, you never think that. When Michael Jordan shot from the corner, of the key, whatever you want to call it, a corner shot that isn't a three-pointer, that's a mid-range shot, he didn't miss. He made every one of those. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. With LeBron, I don't ever feel that way. LeBron does some sick dunks. He can take a team that sucks to the championship, yes. But nobody shot like Jordan. LeBron was his own guy. And then Zion, I mean, he's not a shooter really at all.
That's the difference between LeBron and Michael Jordan. The end of LeBron or Michael Jordan's career, he couldn't get to the hoop anymore. He couldn't get up there and be the high flyer that he was in the early years of his career. So what did he do? He developed a jump shot. LeBron James still relies on getting to the hoop, and he has never really learned how to shoot consistently. There's games, yes, he gets hot from three and he starts heating up. But if you look at him, he's never really learned how to shoot like I think he needs to, because you can't rely on getting to the hoop all the time when you get older, as you're turning 34, 35, 36. You got to learn to pull up and
also
stop and pop.
Like Jordan went for, he set that record for 70-something, right? Or was that Kobe? What? Like total points. So you got Wilt Chamberlain. He went over 100 one time, right? And Jordan had a game where he was in the 60s, 70s.
Wilt Chamberlain
had 100 points a game?
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, and Kobe, I remember Kobe had one where he was way up there.
See, so I don't care about that.
I don't either, like, but my point is this.
Everybody gets a lot of points in games.
I know,
every once
but
in
my
while.
Point is this. LeBron, he doesn't put up points. I mean, Harden puts up more points than LeBron.
Well, yes.
Ball hog versus ball. Team
I mean,
player.
It's a different game.
Yeah.
Different styles. LeBron, I mean...
LeBron's more of a triple-double guy. He involves the team. I see it. Harden isn't an assist guy, so he's never going to get a triple-double.
Hey, well, no,
He does get assists, but he doesn't. He doesn't score for other people's assists.
He passes it with 3 or 4 seconds left in the shot clock, and then they are forced to
right,
shoot it.
Right.
And so he does get assists.
he leaves them with trash.
Yes.
Like. Yes. I don't know. But when you say people score, who had the 70-point game? I don't care about who scored 70 points one game. That's not a big deal to me. Like the other night, I liked it. The Suns, Booker, he had 59 points, and he was trying to get to 60. They were down by 30, and they let them in the game. And the Jazz were like, no, we're not going to let you score 60. So they started fouling the other players on purpose.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Said, you know what? No, you're
not. I thought that Jimmer Fredette was also taking some crappy shots, because Jimmer Fredette used to play in Utah. So he got into the game, and the fans gave him a huge standing ovation, but he's a crap player. But Jimmer Fredette he went like 1 for 9, and he was kind of screwing his teammate from getting 60 points because he kept shooting the ball.
Oh.
But yes, they kept Booker in the game, which they normally wouldn't if he was, I mean, if they're down by 30 and he's your starting star, you're not going to keep him in the game, but they wanted him to get 60, and the Jazz were like, no, that's disrespectful. So they started fouling people on purpose. Thought that was kind of funny.
Hmm.
But back to our death sentence of the AAF, guys. Like,
wait, how do we get, okay.
You guys started talking about Zion. I don't know. But this is just shocking to me that they're already talking about folding. And they haven't even had a championship game yet.
Yeah.
Like, what can they do? Like, how do we... It just seems a lot of money in it. There has to be smart people.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Like, if we don't do this, if this doesn't get done, we will not make it.
Right.
He's not saying it's over.
But I don't think the NFL is going to give them their younger players.
I don't think so either.
Like, if I'm running the Patriots, or if I'm running the Raiders, or I'm running the Ravens, or the Cowboys,
well, how many?
And you want my guys to come play on your football team and risk injury? No, thank you.
But how many younger players? Like, when you look at a team and you look at everyone on the team, like, how many players, like, in college do you have, like, the practice squad? Like, do NFL, they have practice squad players?
They have five people.
For every position?
No.
Just five people.
Five extras.
That's it.
That are protect. Yeah. I don't know how many people practice, but those are five people that are under contract or whatever. You pay.
Because I wonder if there is that line or whatever. I don't know the answer to this. So there's that line of players that are like, okay, you can have these players. Yes, they are New England Patriots, but they're really like backups. and then you can develop them that way. But I mean, I don't know how many of those guys exist on an NFL team.
Well, and there's really not that much time to devote to those players. So maybe it costs money for the NFL, but why? I mean, who says the NFL's not down for it? You got a league you can just look at and pick some players, maybe cherry pick them. Why not?
10 players. Each NFL team can keep up to 10 players on its practice squad. They practice with the team, they do not play in the games, and they are paid per week and can be released at any time during the season.
And then, if you are a superstar and you want to continue to play, it's almost like, you know, like someone that just loves the game and, like, I don't want to sit down for 6 months and not play, like, or 4 months. Like,
well, there you go.
Like, why?
AAF, baby.
Why don't they just... Why wouldn't the team or the I know why the team wouldn't want them to do that, to risk injury, but it is their life, and if they want to, like... Shouldn't they be
allowed
to?
You're talking about an NFL guy playing in the AAF?
Just because he wants to play. A dude that doesn't have a family,
No, football's a different sport. You don't have to play it all the time to stay good at it. You can do parts of it and still be amazing at it. Basketball is a sport you have to play almost year-round. But I don't know why that is. But basketball, you can't take 5 months off. NFL, as long as Brady's got one of his boys in Africa with him or wherever he goes, to Hawaii, and he throws him passes, he's still keeping up his endurance and everything like that. You don't have to play actual NFL games. NBA, you have to play NBA games. That's why they have summer league. That's why these players play and all this kind of stuff. NBA, you have to play all the time. Baseball, I mean, you really got to throw all the time. Football, you don't really have to, dude. If you got a golden arm, just bring a boy out there, play some catch. You don't have to tackle every day. You're going to be good. You can take 5 months off.
Are you making this up?
No, it's dead true. It's dead serious. It's high school. Why do you think these teams that go like Little League World Series, the baseball team played year-round? Oh, wow. How can they do that? Well, because football doesn't play year-round. Football only goes hard for 5 months, and they come back. You can do that with football. You can't do it with basketball. That's why Duncan and all those guys, Durant and all those guys, they all become friends because they play in these other leagues that aren't the NBA. They all do that. NFL players don't do that.
They don't go hard all year round?
The football players?
Yeah.
Well, they do, like, practice. Like
They work out.
They work out.
They practice.
Yeah, but they're not playing games. There's a Gronk during the summer isn't playing at 5-on-5.
The NBA players are playing, like, 3-on-3.
They're still playing games. NFL guys aren't playing games.
But that's different.
It is different. That's what I'm saying. It's different. They're different.
But it's
sports.
A different type of game. They're not playing hardcore defense. They're not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're playing 3-on-3.
But they're still not playing. But Eddie's saying the thing about the football players, why they don't do that. That would be the dumbest thing ever because you don't
you
have
gotta
to
let your body
that.
Recover.
Okay.
You need to let your body recover. I don't think it's about you don't have to. I think you have to let your body recover from a tackle football season. 16 games is a lot of wear and tear on your body, plus the preseason. That is a lot of wear and tear on your body, a lot of collision. It takes a long time for these guys to heal. And so that's why, sort of like OTAs, when they get together, there's not tackling or there's only a certain
What's
amount of
OTA?
Tackling. Off-season training, they have to go. And some of it's voluntary workouts. Then it's, or you know what I mean? Like, you have to go on voluntary, but it's really quote-unquote voluntary. Like, yeah. You need to be there. And then mandatory. And then you got mini camps. And then you got, you know, training camp. Things like that. So they get together throughout the year to work on things, but I mean, they're not hitting each other because got to let that body recover. And that's why.
It makes sense. It makes sense. That's why they're not.
The NFL is not going to let you take their players because it's just. Then they play this season in the spring, then you get them back for training camp, and they're all beat up.
Like I said, we've said it from the beginning. AAF just doesn't make sense. Like, no one's interested. No one really, really, really wants to see football year round. Like, that's the excitement of come fall. Like, when fall rolls around, it's like, whoo, do you feel that weather? It's getting cold. Here comes football. Like, we've been waiting for it. And that's the excitement of football, not, oh, yeah, we've been watching AAF, and oh, AAF just finished. Now we're ready for NFL. And when NFL's over, oh, you want to watch a little bit of the Canadian Football League? Like, no.
But next year, the XFL comes.
And that's a lot.
That's crazy. It almost makes me grossed out.
Right?
Like, it was so smart of the UFC to come around. They saw basketball, baseball, football, and they're like, what can we do? And they went UFC, and they created a monster. This AAF is just going copycat.
Yes, it's creating a different sport. I mean, basically, you have, like, wrestling was the closest competitor to UFC. And it's nothing, there's nothing alike. They're so different. And, like, you're right. They did create something new. And now wrestling, I mean, I know there's
wrestling
still,
is super popular.
Still?
Super popular.
Is wrestling more popular than UFC?
UFC, I would say so.
Whew. For the kids.
Is adults. It kids?
Dude, I'm shocked right now.
Adults still love wrestling.
But why? Because it's fake. I don't understand that. That's not even a sport. It's entertainment.
It's like a soap opera. It's like a TV show. You watch it for the entertainment. You like the storylines. You like how it's tied in. And that's why people watch wrestling. I don't know. Once I found out it was fake,
you're
I was
out.
Done.
Me too.
I'm out. I want it to be real. I don't want it to be scripted. I don't want, I mean.
But and the thing is, it was a fight. Like, it's a fight between two people, and they really hate each other. So you're like, yes, we're going to watch this. Wait, what? It's not real? They really don't hate each other? All this stuff is made up? It's not odd to me. That just wasn't fun.
I mean, the AAF, they just tried to copy something. Like, why do you like an amazing restaurant? Like, why doesn't everybody just copy that restaurant?
Right,
it's freaking hard.
It's really hard. And the NFL wasn't successful overnight. It takes a long time to build it.
Like, it's Starbucks. If we tried to create Eddie's Coffee, like, how hard would it be for us to take down Starbucks?
You can't.
Coach, they would kill us.
You can't, but
we would have like two bums and a kid that's trying to get a 25-cent coffee before college. That would be our customer
base.
But
we can start mixing alcohol and snow cones and coffee together and call it something.
And that's what AAF needs to do.
You know what I mean? It's a different sport completely.
There you go.
You've got to get creative, but they want to keep it as real football because they want to be viewed as the minor league system for the NFL.
Which they can be. Maybe the TV isn't going to be there, but I think the NFL agrees to it. Sure, why not operate a league and we'll maybe cherry pick some guys we think are good. Cool.
No, they
that's
will.
Fine, but we're not watching minor league baseball on TV. We never will.
Right, but I guess
that won't sell.
They're probably just wanting money from the NFL. Hey, we'll be your minor league system if you can help us out a little bit. And NFL's like, sure, sure, sure. As long as we can like pick players from you, we don't care.
Well, they can pick players from no matter what, because even the XFL, if someone is good enough, their ultimate goal is to get to the NFL. They are not sitting there going, you know what? I'm gonna stick with the XFL. No way. If the NFL Denver Broncos
Kurt Warner.
He was an XFL.
He wasn't?
No.
He was CFL.
He was CFL.
No.
Right? He's Arena, wasn't he?
He was Arena.
Oh, different.
Wait, I thought he bagged groceries.
He did bag groceries.
He has a crazy story.
He does.
I didn't remember.
Dude, he like bagged groceries, played in Canada, and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But something with his wife, too. Like,
she had the cancer.
She had like four kids.
And cancer.
Yeah, because I remember her hair was short.
Yeah. It's something crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. But if the Denver Broncos call you, are you going to report to the XFL or are you going to go to the Denver Broncos? You're going to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
But people that have the dream and still want to play, they can go play for the XFL. And I am shocked that it's already folding after you put $250 million.
They put a lot of money. No, they put a lot of money into it. But guys, how creative were they? They play in college stadiums. I didn't see any great marketing.
But that's smart.
Like, did you see any creative marketing?
But you understand they have to play in the college stadiums because you have to build it. You can't start by playing in a giant arena.
Or they maybe you're not thinking creatively. What if they play in a smaller venue, indoor or something?
It has to be smaller.
Or like a basketball. I don't know. There's creative ways to do it. They're just like, oh, let's go. Play it on an NFL field when nobody's playing there. But we're called AAF. I mean, they didn't get creative with anything. I didn't ever see any marketing that was nuts. I didn't ever see anything that was on Instagram that was cool.
And what are you spending all the money
on? Where is the money going?
Like, that's what I'm
wondering. Uniforms?
Paying equipment?
Hey, the cheerleaders?
Johnny Football?
I mean,
the cheerleaders? They have cheerleaders?
I don't know.
No
I don't
idea.
Think they do.
Hey, can we get some checks and balances of where that money went?
Well, if each player's getting paid $70,000, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Hey, boss, we expense the mascot uniform. It's going to be over $1,000. Cut the mascot uniform then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Yeah, we don't need no dang mascot. We don't need a receptionist. Who cares? And we don't need to send merch out to local companies. I mean, that's another thing. They can't even send merchandise probably out for free. They can't mail us a shirt because that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need. You need to be able to give away free stuff. That's what you do. You go to these events, you hand out free stuff.
Promo.
And you get advertising. But if you can't even afford it, oh, well. But, I mean, hey.
Hey, Bill, the ticket taker, he's been here 20 years, so apparently we got to pay him double. should we cut Bill?
I mean, where'd that money go? That's a great question.
But Bill, I mean, it really, it's not that, I mean, I guess to run a whole
league
football league is probably really expensive.
Really expensive.
I mean, it just seems like they put it up fast. They got it
going.
You're
not getting those stadiums for free.
Right.
You have to pay the
users. You got to pay rent. You got to pay the ushers. Hey, you got to pay the concession people.
Paying the university for the whole stadium. They only use 200 seats.
You have to. It's a venue.
They didn't use all the seats.
I know.
Did they get a refund for some of the seats they didn't fill? Like all of them?
That is crazy, dude.
But yeah, so that, I mean, we went way too long about, I think, maybe.
I mean, it is interesting. I mean, we were just talking about the start of this, a couple months ago.
Yes, and I'm also surprised how quick businesses go out of, like, they just fold.
Yes.
Because there's restaurants that my wife and I will go to, and we love them, and they're busy, and they're packed, and then you go back 3 weeks later, and it's like, we closed.
They don't have to fold, though. Here's the thing.
And I'm like, that is so crazy.
That's them
just
quitting.
How they just close the door.
That's hard to do a restaurant.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, how does it...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I got a little choked up. How does that happen? They're busy, so they're making money.
Right.
And then it's just like...
Well, explain this to me. Caviar and Bananas was here for a year. It was super popular on campus.
This is a local restaurant.
Yes, it was super popular. Kids went there all the time. It closed for 6 months. Now it's open again.
But no, look.
Like how?
Like I'm explaining.
So if it closed, that means it was a bad business, but there was always people there. But now it's open again.
I'm explaining.
But why did they close for 6 months?
Here's the thing.
And did they pay rent for that 6 months, or do they just sit there?
Explain to me that business, please.
Look, it's... You start with this business plan, right? Like, you're like, all right, this is how much money we're going to put into this restaurant.
All right.
And then by this date, we should be able to pay off all the expenses. They start looking at the first month, the second month, the third month. They're like, we're not getting close to this date. Like, we're losing money quick. We should probably pull the plug on it right away.
Okay, so they closed, though, for 6 months and didn't make any money and still paid rent. Why? Why not just stay open?
Well, and then you got to understand, there are investors that these people are
bringing
in.
So then they had to convince more people to get on board?
And you got to think some of these investors are looking at the data being like, dude, you're not going to hit this date. I'm out. Give me my money back and I'm out. Close it. But we have enough money to keep the property.
Okay.
Now let's get back to the drawing board, get more investors with a better plan, and open it back up.
Because, I mean, hey.
That's how that stuff.
Maybe that's what the AAF needs to do. They need to do the caviar and banana.
They got all this money.
They have a lot of money. They got some rich people investing.
Hey, guys, AAF, go caviar and banana route. You were open for a little bit. Shut it down for 6 months. Come back bigger, stronger, faster.
You watch Shark Tank. Did I nail that?
I have no idea. I've never heard of a business closing, getting more investors, than opening back up. I've
and
never
opening
heard of that.
With the same damn name.
It doesn't make sense.
And I've never heard of a business that I used to go to all the time, Witch. It's a chain. It's so popular. They just randomly closed on West End.
They were
campus.
Terrible.
They were awesome.
What
went there every day.
Here's why. The sandwiches were so good.
What are y'all talking about?
Witch.
I love when he gets passionate about food.
It blew up so fast, and there was Witches everywhere.
Right.
You go there, it was the worst customer service
ever. He would complain about it every single time
we would go to play golf, and I would get to Witch 40 minutes early before golf, and they would never get my seat. I would be late to the tee time because Witch
every time
took
we play 40
so
minutes late.
Freaking long.
Well, that's why I guess they're closed.
That's why they closed.
But I love their sandwiches.
Their sandwiches were really good.
Okay, thank you.
But
that's
something
what I
happened where they expanded too fast, too rapidly, and it just went.
But so that was well explained.
Customer service is huge, too, in
absolutely.
A restaurant. People don't realize that customer service is
and
key.
And here's the thing. The place that replaced the Witch is called Hugh Babies. Dude, customer service is off the chain.
Like, I mean, how many times do you go to a restaurant fast. Where, like, food's like, it's okay, but, man, we just have a blast there, and they treat you good. They'll give you free pizza once in a while. Like, they'll give you a free drink.
Never.
What are you talking about?
Wait, where are you going? Chuck E. Cheese's?
No, you ever go to a bar where the bartender's cool and they give you a free drink once in a while?
Oh, well, that, yes.
Yeah,
you just said they gave you a free pizza.
Coach, if the place gave me a free pizza, I'd go there every Friday.
Exactly. You've never gone to a pizza place where you're like, oh, man, this isn't what I want. Just keep it. Don't worry about it. Keep it. I'll make you another one.
I need to pop out a couple cans.
Oh, well, when you complain about something, yes.
That's customer service, though.
That is customer service.
I've been to other pizza places that are like, hey, I didn't order this pizza. Oh, okay, fine, then I'll take it back.
The AAF, what they could do customer service-wise, they should make every single player stand there after the game and sign an autograph for every single person in the stands.
Absolutely. Okay.
Every single person.
Absolutely.
Now you're talking.
Yes.
Or, after the game, get to go down there and play catch with the quarterback. I mean, they have to have something every single game. There should be fan interaction. I mean, every fan should be treated to something because there's not very many fans. Sorry, players, you don't like it. You got to stay for an extra 3 hours after the game. Doesn't matter.
And here's my idea. Start small. Get rid of this national platform. You're not national. You have a team in Birmingham and Memphis. Like, focus on your region. Focus on your state of Tennessee. Focus on Memphis. Focus on Alabama. Like, get big in that area. Then you can spread around.
They tried to go big way too early.
They tried to go national, man, on national television, on a network.
And they got guys throwing with their left hand. Or one guy threw it behind his back when he's going to quarterback when he's going out of bounds. They're like, I mean, they should have
Ray has seen one highlight all year.
That's the highlights I saw.
That's the only highlight.
That was a good highlight.
He was getting tackled out of bounds and threw it behind his head. They're like, guys, this isn't what we envisioned with the AAF. You sons of bitches.
I did.
But Garrett Gilbert is going to get a shot with an NFL team.
Because of it?
Because of the AAF.
He played well?
He's played well, yes. He's played really well.
Really?
So he's a quarterback, and he'll get a shot.
What I did, one thing I really did.
Not maybe to start, but he'll be a backup somewhere, is what I mean.
Technology-wise, what they did that is really cool that NFL just needs to steal, like,
who,
right
AAF?
Now. Yeah. Was putting those little GPS trackers on all the players, so you can just get online and just kind of see the play develop. Like, watch the play go down in real time. Like, that was a good idea, but again, way bigger than what they want, like, what they needed to do. You don't need a. How much are GPS trackers on each player?
That's where the 250.
They're on
million.
Every player.
Yeah, coach. It's really cool to watch. They're just little football helmets on the screen, but they all move and they you watch them huddle and then you watch them form.
What'd you go to? Like CBS.com?
No, their website, AAF.com.
Okay. That is interesting.
So that was cool, but again, you didn't need that technology.
So it would have
so
showed
they went
like,
too big too soon.
Yes.
Scale it back. But I'm interested to see how the XFL does it. What players are they going to take?
Oh, the cheerleaders are going to be wearing nothing.
No, they are trying to make it a serious league now.
Oh.
Like last time, it was a joke, but this time Vince McMahon sold his stock in WWE, and he is going all in. And
but it's still going to be Vince McMahon.
Yes.
So it's drama.
No, Oliver Luck. I mean,
it's got to be drama based.
Andrew
though.
Luck's father is like the CEO, like the GM of the league. Like they have the
Who's
commissioner.
Andrew Luck's father? Like, what is he?
He used to be the West Virginia AD. He was an athletic director for numerous universities.
Okay.
So he's a intelligent. Like, that's what I'm saying. They are actually putting people in place that know what they're doing. They're smart people. So
I don't think it matters though.
I think it does. I think it does.
Just don't think we want football year round.
It's just tough to invent a sport.
I think we want football, but we want quality football. And it's going to take a few years to get to quality football. And that's the hard part, is you try to go big because you think it's going to be football is football and people will just watch. But no, and eventually the product will get better. The WNBA, for example, I don't watch it, but in the beginning, nobody watched it. And guess what? Over time, it's gotten better.
Yeah, it's gotten better. You go to a place like Seattle, San Antonio, they have huge followings
The NBA G League, and at first, they used to show the game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because there was no one at the games. It was terrible basketball. But now, they've really...
Are they a thing now?
It's a lot more popular. A lot more players from the G League get called up to the NBA.
Again.
Because the quality of play is so much better.
And your G League. I've been to G League games. It's a lot smaller NBA. You're not doing an NBA stadium.
Yeah, you're doing a college.
AAF screwed up going to huge stadiums. Yeah. Go to small stadiums where it looks packed and there's really nobody there.
But that's
there.
What I'm saying. It took a few years. The G League was struggling. But the NBA kept working at it. And now they have it down or they have a system and it works.
That's my number one recommendation. Eddie already said, guys, great with the GPS trackers. Keep going with that. AAF, if you're listening, my recommendation, get out of the huge stadiums, because we've been seeing those shots where there's 200 people in a 2,000 or in a 20,000 seat arena. Guys, don't do that. I'm talking, we're playing in high school stadiums.
Movie
not
theater.
Even Texas. You guys are playing in high school football fields in Michigan where there's small crowds. Maybe just like, it's not even bowled in. Okay, baby?
Or like at City Park, sometimes they have little amphitheaters. Do it there.
Yes. But let's move on from the AAF. We've talked about it.
We're just giving them ideas.
NFL overtime. They're not going to change the rule. They shelved that talk until they get back together May 20th.
Great.
They have the
brothers. Give me pissed.
All the Chiefs fans.
No, brothers. I wonder why he was mad today.
They were talking about getting both teams a possession in overtime. They couldn't come to a conclusion, so they shelved it, said, we'll get back together May 20th and talked about it again.
Patrick Mahomes rule.
What's the conclusion, though?
If they're going to change it, if both teams get a possession.
They just don't agree. If they don't agree now, they're never going to agree, because there's really no question about it. It's just like, guys, should we give them both possessions or no?
Right.
So, like, they're obviously saying, no, let's not do it. There's one dude going, come on, think about it. No, we're not doing it.
Yeah. And bad news for all Houston Cougar fans.
The basketball
wait,
or football?
For basketball?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I got them going Final Four.
They play tomorrow.
No, I don't. Just this round.
If you have Houston going to the Final Four, your bracket is about
to
be
but
so
I have
busted.
But I have them beating, who are they playing?
Kentucky,
so yeah.
The only problem is, last night, or yesterday, PJ Washington posted a video of him walking to the court with no boot.
Interesting.
That is Kentucky's MVP.
Okay, you saw the blank look on my face.
He's the big guy, the stud, the one they need if they are going to go to the Final Four, if they're going to go and win a national championship. They can't win without him.
Absolutely.
He is the big dog. And I mean, when I saw that video, my heart dropped. I was like, dang it. Like, yeah. I'm happy for him because he gets to play in the NCAA tournament. They're still saying he's day-to-day, not saying if he's going to play. But the fact that he has no boot on and that he was walking towards the court.
So he just posted a video of that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Pretty baller.
How was he walking? Could you see his face when he was walking?
There was no limp.
From the back?
There was no limp.
Okay, I want to see the front. I want to see the front angle of the shot so you can see his face go, oh, yeah. God, it hurts.
And
oh,
was
heel.
It a jog at least?
Hey. And
every step.
I didn't really investigate. I don't even know if it was his feet.
Oh, see? That's the thing.
He could be using a teammate's legs.
But how do you know it was him? Oh, because he posted it.
Yeah, he posted it.
Very
I just don't
cryptic
know
message.
If I mean, I don't know what his legs look like normally, or you mm-hmm. know, the hair distribution. Like, is he really right. hairy, not hairy? Like, I couldn't tell, but
just
I assume it's his.
Have you
don't
guys
be like Porzingis? I think one time he posted a video like that and he was running, but like then all the critics were like, he's not running properly. Like, something's wrong with his foot. So then he deleted the video. He's like, oh crap, I guess I'm not fully healed yet. Like, somebody was like, he's still got months until he's ready. He's like, oh, oops, delete that real quick. My bad.
I thought I looked better in that video than
have
that.
You guys ever worn a boot before?
Yeah.
So can you just take it off and walk, or do you just like?
I mean,
like,
it's
is
hard.
It possible to like just walk for
yeah,
a little bit?
Yeah, you can walk for a little bit.
You can walk for an Instagram 15-second video.
Yeah, dude, I bet you he's just getting everyone all riled up.
I hope so, because I need Houston to win that game.
Yeah, nobody
but
wants
Mark,
Kentucky
hey,
winning.
March Madness is back tonight.
New girl Christina.
I mean, this is the time. We got big dogs versus big dogs versus big dogs.
Like the big dog eat.
It is going to be dog eat dog, and it is going to be awesome.
Yeah, you got girls, wives, everybody trying to holler at you. Get back. It's March Madness. You got people trying. You got a wedding over here. Cool, you got a wedding. I got a Duke game to get to.
Yeah, bracket busters, though. Tonight, FSU versus Gonzaga, Purdue, Tennessee, Texas Tech, Michigan, Oregon, Virginia. I mean, this is when Final Four teams are getting eliminated.
Yeah, I didn't hear one bracket buster, but all right.
Everybody has at least one of those teams in the Final Four.
This is when it's happening.
This is it.
This is
like
it.
Every bracket has either Michigan, Texas Tech, someone in your group that you're battling against. What?
My son picked Villanova, so.
Hey,
he probably has Gonzaga or Florida State or Michigan or Texas Tech.
Yeah, no, I mean for the championship.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. Someone in your group that you're battling
uh-huh.
has one of these teams that's playing tonight in the Final Four. So is going to get a Final Four team eliminated tonight.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like my brother has Oregon.
Yeah.
Other people have Virginia. One of those two schools has to lose tonight. One of them is losing their Final Four team. I have Purdue. A lot of people have Tennessee. Eddie has Tennessee in the Final Four.
I do.
We're going head to head.
Dang.
One of us is losing a Final Four team tonight.
Did you not turn on SEC Network at all this last
this
season?
Is going to be awesome.
What? Tennessee just dominating the first half of the season?
Team that gives up a 25-point lead. I love Tennessee. I just don't think they're championship material. I don't think Michigan State's championship material. That's all I have to say. I've said my piece.
Okay.
I picked North Carolina.
Good. But yes, that's it. It starts back tonight. I cannot wait. I don't have any, I mean, it's must-see. It's must-see TV. Stay up late.
The games are late.
Yes.
Agreed. They start late.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, can
the
we
last
not...
one, the Oregon-Virginia is scheduled to tip at 8:57 Central Time.
Damn. I like it.
That's late.
That's national championship. That's a very, very late game because it's Oregon. They're out there, I guess. Must be. Pacific.
No, I don't know where they're playing.
Oh. That's a weird late.
I don't know where
man.
That game is.
It is in, where is it at? I don't know. I don't have any of that. I don't. Oh, the Yum Center, KFC Yum Center.
Oh, Louisville?
So it's in Kentucky. So yeah. It's not on the West Coast.
It's a late ass game.
Yeah, it is late. Anyway.
Well, it's because they're the cream of the crop.
Excuse me?
Cream of the crop.
What is that? Like, what do you mean?
Number one seed, big matchup.
And I always see kids at these games and stuff like that. I'm like, man, these kids, what great. Their parents are letting them chill until midnight on a school night.
For sure.
Dude, my parents would never take me to an NCAA championship game or March Madness because we never lived near one. And they would never let me stay up till midnight on a weeknight. And they would never let me go to a basketball game out until midnight on a weeknight. Like, these kids got some great parents.
Yeah.
I'm envious of them.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I mean, just get ready for March Madness, AAF. It's just a sad day, and really, that's all I got.
Yeah, so you're going to have two things. The AAF falling apart, March Madness never been better. You're seeing a very successful company, and you're seeing Enron. You're seeing, that's what it is. That's
No.
Enron.
It is not anything like Enron.
Enron went bankrupt.
Yes, but Enron was making gazillions of dollars.
But it was fraudulent.
AAF hasn't made any money yet,
okay.
So it's not really the same thing.
Yeah, it's a bad comparison.
Bad comparison.
So you got Starbucks, and you got...
Joe's Coffee Shop.
Joe's Coffee on Second.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Yeah. Guys, Major League Baseball, I forgot opening day today. Do you have any... You guys have no idea. Right?
Wait, what? Of what?
Yes.
Like, you have no predictions, no feelings.
Yes, I absolutely love the Phillies. Here we go. This
oh, my
is
God.
Where, who's their big arm?
Because... Bryce Harper?
No, their big arm.
Aaron Nola.
Areola.
Nola. And they have Jake Arrieta also.
Yeah, that's Arrieta.
It. That's it.
Arrieta will be back this year. I picked Philly to win the World Series. They gave me a free bet. They gave me a free $10, so it ends up being $160.
That's funny because The Athletic did a poll and pulled Major League Baseball players. Who is the most overrated player in the game?
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper came back number one.
Hey, won the home run derby.
Who cares?
His dad was pitching.
Who cares about who won the home run derby?
That's all I got, dude.
That's the only reason you picked the Phillies.
I like the Yankees.
No, I picked the Phillies. Yeah, they got the firepower. I love their manager, Gabe Kapler.
That's funny you say that because they say, what manager would you least likely to want to play for? Highest one, Gabe Kapler. 18.3% of the players.
They're my World Series champion, baby. Let's go, Phillies. And they won it recently. They know how to win a championship.
I just think it's... You'd like Bryce Harper because he won the home run derby.
And he's playing for a new team.
Yeah.
And they're cool. They got some swag.
Who do you have lunch?
I have the Houston Astros beating the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. They won a championship... And the Phillies in 2008, so Rays right recently.
Yeah,
2008. Last 11 years.
Dude, if I even had a prediction, I mean, I don't even know.
Tell me so I can laugh.
I would just go the Yankees.
I mean,
I don't know who they'd be playing, but
they don't win championships.
The Yankees don't win championships?
This new, really? Whatever their
this
new
school
make.
School with
hey,
Judge. And...
Back in the day, they had some ball. Guys that were just journeymen, like Paul O'Neill. They had guy Bernie Williams, people like that. Now they got these names, Giancarlo Stanton, Judge. That doesn't win championships.
Okay.
Like they're so flawed. They're the team that just never wins the World Series.
Wait, what do you mean? Like they went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
So what is wrong with them? The only problem I have, they're starting pitching.
Well, I don't like their Ardoilis Chapman. He's aging.
He's not what he used to be.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So, but anyways, I just feel like it, at the time, I guess when Jordan Steinbrenner was alive, the team was coach, every damn position, they were so good. Everybody rooted against them. Then they, boom, win in World Series. Boom, win in World Series. They can't win a World Series anymore. I mean, it's because then they go off. They're the Giancarlo Stanton, the Aaron Judge. I mean, does that really equal World Series? Probably not. But, I mean, they got a solid team.
Their offense
of money.
Is going to be unreal.
They got tons of money. But, they didn't win crap last year.
Yeah, I mean.
There we go.
All right. Get home. Watch baseball all day and then turn on March Madness this evening. It's going to be a great day of sports.
Yeah, it is a good day. Yeah. Starting early, too.
Yeah, and Braves, enjoy your march to the World Series. You're going to the World Series this year, Atlanta and Houston.
All right.
Congrats.
Okay, thanks for listening. Have a good day and goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.